我们感谢主，我们也同又来再看以赛亚书。
We thank the Lord that we can look together again in the book of Isaiah.
我们一直提到一件事，从四十章以后，神就存着一个要让他的百姓得安慰的心意，来向他的百姓说话。
We have made this mention repeatedly that after chapter 40, God speaks with a heart's desire. It is for his people to receive comfort.
虽然当时说话的主要的对象是神的百姓。
Now, even though the main audience of the word of God at that time was the people of God.
但是我们读下来的时候，我们非常的清楚。那一个对象是包括所有在以后的日子，包括新约里头的日子的
yet as we,
属神的人。
Yet as we read on, we can clearly see that all these words, the audiences are to those who belong to God, even those in the new covenant.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
我们看到四十章以后。
After we see after chapter 40.
那神向他的百姓当时的百姓说的话是有当时历史的背景。
The words which God speaks to the people of that generation has its historical background.
神让他们知道他们被掳是因着他们自己的愚昧所造成。
God allowed for them to know their captivity is due to their own foolishness.
但是神让他们被掳乃是神要借着这一些事实来调转他们的脚步。
But the fact that God allowed for them to be in captivity was to use these facts to turn their footsteps.
但是人的心总是看见眼见的事情，而不容易看见神的手。
Yet the heart of man is always easily fixed upon the visible matters and not the hand of God.
所以四十章以后，弟兄姊妹都记得神和人在那里说了好多的话，是要解开人在神的面前对神的疑惑。
Therefore, you can see many words of God after chapter 40 is toward man's point to solve their difficulty and their doubt before God.
让人不给那个眼见的事物来打乱了他们看见是神在哪里做工。
So that they would not be hindered by those physical matters and events, that it is the hand of God at work.
借着神所做的工，让他们非常清楚地知道是神，是他们的主，是称为耶和华的那一位，做那一些工。
So that they would see it is the work of God, their Lord, the one who is called the Lord God, who is indeed at work.
要让他们从各种各样的疑惑的里头，各种各样的眼见的迷糊的里头苏醒过来。
So that they would be awakened from their foolishness and all the matters that hinder them, which they can see visibly.
那对我们今天读经的人来说，我们感觉非常的宝贵。
Now for us who read the scriptures today, we feel this is very precious.
宝贵的不是单单看见神是不停的在那里安慰属他的人。
Now the preciousness we see is not the fact that God continues to comfort his people.
而是在神所说的安慰的话里头，留意到那个安慰的内容。
But the fact is from the words of comfort from God, we can see the details in those words.
那些安慰的内容不是眼见的一些动作。
The content of those words is not some actions we can see visibly.
当然有眼见的动作。
Of course, there are some physical actions we can see.
我们人总是要好像接触到了那个眼见的事情，才容易转回过来。
Because nevertheless, man always needs to see something very visibly in order for us to be able to turn easily.
所以神也让人从一些眼见的里边去认识神自己。和神手里的工作。
Therefore, God allows for us to see visible matters to understand the Lord Himself and the work of His hand.
但是我们从以赛亚书后边的这一半的话语的里头所留意到的还不是这些。
But this is not the only things we can take note of here in the second half of the book of Isaiah.
我们感觉非常宝贝的就是神所说的这许多的安慰的话的里边， 特别指出他们得安慰的原因。
The preciousness of these words is because we can see the very purpose of the reason why they're able to be comforted in these chapters.
和那个带出安慰的那一位神所显明的人物。
And the very person whom God manifests, very evidently, the one who is to bring this comfort to his people.
那我们越读下来就越清楚地看到。
Now, the more we read into these chapters, the more clearly we can see.
神在这一大段的话的里头，不住地在那里说到他的儿子到地上来所要做的。
That is in this large section of the passage, we can see it is God who sent his son on earth to do the work.
从42章开始，
starting from chapter 42,
你就看到这个事情出现了。
We can see this materialize.
神的儿子来到显明神这一个安慰的内容。
This content of the Son of God coming to manifest this comfort of God.
他就在人的眼前，他就是站在一个神的仆人的地位上。
That before the sight of God, his son stands on this position as his servant.
所以从42章开始，我们就看到零零碎碎的在神和他的百姓的对话的当中，就插不住的插进说到他儿子的事情。
Therefore, starting from chapter 42, we can see between the conversation between God and the people, bits and pieces God interjects with matters concerning his son.
当然在以赛亚书里头你没有看见神的儿子这个词。
Of course, in the book of Isaiah, you do not see this term, son of God.
你只看见我的仆人这样一个称呼。
And you can see that he is called by this name, that it is God's servant.
我们读到神的仆人的时候，你非常明显的看到只有神的儿子配得上那里所提的我的仆人的那一个实际。
Yet when we read the matters of this servant of God, we can see the matters concerning this servant of God, it is only the Son of God who is worthy of the details mentioned.
那么我们来到现在来到五十章的时候，
Now as we reach chapter 50,
我们就看到了神在那里显明他的仆人。
We can see that here God manifests his servant.
也就是说在那里预先宣告他的儿子要在人的中间所做的这一件大事。
That is, God is to proclaim this great thing which his son is to do.
那他的仆人也就是他的儿子，究竟他的那个经历是怎么一回事呢？
Now the servant of God who is also the son of God, what is his experience like?
如果我们要问一个问题，
If we're to ask a question,
距离神的儿子要来还有好几百年，几乎到一千年。
Since the time that will pass before the Son of God comes, several hundred years, even a thousand years,
那神为什么那么早就说到他的仆人？
Why is it that God will proclaim about his servant so long before?
为什么神那么早就说到他儿子到地上来的一些经历呢？
Why is it that so long before God will mention about some experiences of his Son of God coming to earth?
我们感谢我们的神。
Now we thank our God.
他很早很早就说这些话。
Even long ago, God says these words.
当然，一个很清楚的话就是神自己在以赛亚先知说出来的，说：“我先说。”
Now, of course, these words are very clearly spoken by God through the prophet Isaiah. That God says, "Let me make known this."
等到将来你们看见这些事情发生的时候，
that when you see these matters come to pass,
你就知道这个事情不是偶然的。
then you will know this is not by chance.
这个事情发生是我老早就在那里宣告的。
but that I would have declared these long ago.
借着这样的看见来毫无保留的接受耶和华是我的神。
So that they would see these matters and without any reservation except the fact that the Lord God is my God.
那这个是一方面。
And this is one aspect.
但是另一方面我个人有一点点这样的体会。
Yet another aspect, personally, I have this understanding.
因为当我们读到以赛亚书里面说到神的儿子的事情的时候，
That is when we read the book of Isaiah and we see the matters concerning the Son of God.
在人的眼见的里边，
We see in man's view.
这一位神的儿子没有什么可叫人羡慕的。
This the Son of God and what he, how he manifests himself is not esteemed by men.
也不像人心思里面所显出来的那样显明拯救的大能的一个人物。
And that is also not in man's concept how a mighty one who was to be the deliverer should be seen.
那当然, 对当时的神的百姓,犹大人来说,
of course, for the people of God, the Jews at that time,
当然我也个人也深信,以赛亚当时说话的时候, 以色列可能已经被,说这些话的时候, 以色列如果不已经被掳, 也已经很接近被掳的日子了。
Of course, personally speaking, I also feel during the time when Isaiah spoke these words, if they are really not in captivity, it is very close to the time that they would be in captivity.
其实神说这些话不是单单为着犹大，也是为着北边那十个支派的以色列。
And that is because when God spoke these words, it's not only for the tribe of Judah, but also for the northern kingdom of the 10 tribes.
那因此, 神就让他们要非常明确的知道, 如果神兴起这一位他们所认定叫做弥赛亚的那一这一个人物显出来的时候, 他会是怎么的一个模样?
Therefore, God would have his people know very clearly when he is to raise up this deliverer who they know as the Messiah, what form he would be.
弟兄姊妹都知道的,
brothers and sisters, we know.
在犹太人的心思的里头,
in the mind of the Jewish people,
在以色列人的心思的里头,
in the mind of the Israelites,
这一位要来的弥赛亚, 他是非常有能力的,
this Messiah who is to come, he is powerful.
他是很威王的,
and he is majestic.
他是来是要做王的,
that is because he has come to be king.
说弟兄姊妹你留意到, 在四福音的时候, 他们 当主进入耶路撒冷的时候, 他们怎么欢迎他呢?
Therefore, you can take note how the Jewish people welcomed the Lord when he entered Jerusalem in the four Gospels.
而虽然那个时候, 犹大还已经是在罗马的那一个占领的地上,
of course, at that time, Judah was even occupied by Rome.
他们虽然不能有什么特别的那些安排来欢迎我们的主,
and now in that situation, they cannot make special arrangements to welcome our Lord.
我们的主当时也是卑卑微微的骑着驴驱子来进入耶路撒冷,
at that time, our Lord also entered Jerusalem humbly on a coat.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters, if you take away that physical situation,
你看到当时那些耶路撒冷的人心里头的那一个实际的想法,
you can look into the hearts of the Jewish people at that particular time and see what is on their mind.
他们是怎么样来迎接我们的主呢?
Now, what was in their mind as they welcomed the Lord?
我们没有太多的资料给我们看到,
now we don't have too much information for us to see.
但是光是你听当时那些耶路撒冷的人在那里呼喊的话, 你就知道了,
but when you hear the cries of the people in Jerusalem and what they declare, then we would understand.
他们喊什么呢?
What is it that they cried out?
Hosanna, Hosanna.
They cried out, Hosanna, Hosanna.
高高在上, Hosanna.
And Hosanna in the highest.
什么意思啊?
Well, what does that mean?
弟兄姊妹你能摸到在他们这些话语的里边他们就认定了这一个骑着驴驱子来的就是我们的王。Therefore,
brothers and sisters, you can see in their cry that they have already confirmed in their hearts the one who has come in on the coat is our king.
就是神给我们的应许的那一个 弥赛亚,
and this is the promised Messiah from God.
虽然现在我们在罗马人的 统治的底下,
now, even though now we're under the government of the Roman, and he cannot appear very majestically,
但是他是啊,
but that is him.
但弟兄姊妹们,
now, brothers and sisters,
你留意,
and take note,
没有过几天,
but a few days after that,
他们好像看不见王的权柄能力,
It seems like no longer do they see the authority or the power or the majesty of the king.
翻过来在那里喊, 钉死他, 钉死他的,
but on the contrary, they are the same group who says, crucify him, crucify him. You question, how can they change so quickly?
那前几天还在那里, Hosanna, Hosanna.
Just a few days ago, they're crying, Hosanna, Hosanna.
而现在就转过了一些言辞, 除掉他,
yet now they have changed their cry to say, crucify him, crucify him.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, you cannot neglect this.
在以色列人和当然当中包括犹大人,
of course, in the Israelites, including the people of Judah,
他们的心思里头,
in their hearts,
他们认定弥赛亚是 很有权柄和威严的,
they've confirmed the image of the Messiah that is one very majestic, very powerful.
他们非常清楚, 诗篇24篇里边所说到那一个弥赛亚的那个表现。
They're very clear on the manifestation of the Messiah that's recorded in Psalm 24.
当弥赛亚来的时候,
that is when Messiah comes,
所有的城门都要抬起头来,
that all the gates shall lift their head.
你光从这些字句上面, 你就了解到那个情形。
And even from those words, you can see the situation.
再加上,
and if you add on,
他们是记得摩西在
they remember from the book of Moses what Moses said to their forefathers in Deuteronomy. That is in your midst, God will raise up for you a brother. Like me, you must obey him.
如果有人不听他的话,
if anyone does not obey his authority,
从民中剪除,
then they shall be cut off from the people.
弟兄姊妹,你留意到这些话就说出,这一位要来的是蛮有权柄的。
Therefore, you realize the one to come is full of might.
他的权柄显出来的时候, 比律法还要高的。
And when his authority is manifested, it's even greater than the law.
那所以犹大人神的百姓他们从起头就一直存着这样的一个观念。
Therefore the people of Judah, the people of God, they had this in their mind.
那我们上次读到50章的时候,
now last time when we look into chapter 50,
那么我们不是看到主在那里质问他们吗?
We can see the Lord questioning them.
质问他们什么?
What did the Lord question them about?
我来的时候你怎么没人回第二节五十章的第二节
that is chapter 50 verse 2
我来的时候为何无人等候呢?
Wherefore when I came was there no man?
我不换的时候为何无人答应呢?
When I called was there none to answer?
弟兄姊妹你留意到当我们的主 在师父英的记载里边到人中间来的时候, 他所接受到的那个对待是不是这个光景呢?
Brothers and sisters, you can take note of this verse here and the condition of our Lord in the four Gospels when he came is how he was received.
我们一直就要问了,为什么以色列人,他们,神的百姓,他们会有这种心思来对待
we have to continue to ask this question, why is it that the people of Judah would have such a heart to treat the Son of God in this way? That is because the image they had all along of the Messiah is one of glory, honor, power, and dominion.
他们虽然听到先知说了很多的话,
now even though they have heard many words from the prophet,
也稍微领会了一些神在他们当中的给他们的应许,
and they somewhat come to understand some of the promises which God has given them.
但是他们从来没领会到神的拯救挽回是因着神的儿子的降杯,
yet they have never considered and understood the fact that the fulfillment of God's redemption and his deliverance is because of the humility of the Son of God.
我个人想,
I personally think
也许是这一个原因,
perhaps because of that reason.
所以当在神借着以赛亚, 在那里说到神要给他的百姓得安慰的时候,
That is when God speaks through Isaiah to give comfort to his people.
神就说出了神的安慰的来到是他借着这一位成为他的仆人的神的儿子带来的。
It is brought by this servant of God who became the servant of God from who is the son of God and became the servant of God.
那神的儿子怎么来呢?
Now how does the son of God come?
他不是从王宫里边显出来。
He did not come manifested from the palace.
他也不是在尊贵人的家里显出来。
He did not come from a noble family.
他却是在很卑微的那种境况的底下显出来。
But he was manifested in a very humble situation.
并且他一生在地上的年日都是在人眼中看为很卑贱的。
And even all the days he spent on earth was in a situation in man's view that was very lowly.
那么现在我们看到50章的时候,
Now when we read chapter 50,
你当神再一次把他的仆人显出来,
when God manifests about his servant again,
我们就看到了,
we can see that
从50章当中的地方开始,
in beginning with the passages in chapter 50,
一直下去到51, 52, 53,
when we continue on 51, 52, and 53,
一直到特别是到了53,
especially when we reach chapter 53,
神把他这一位仆人就是他自己的儿子, 那一个在地上所要走过的经历都给我们
That God already foretold to us his son who became his servant and his experience, his walk on earth. Now why did God use so many passages to speak of this matter? Now I don't know if there's any foundation to the way I think.
借着以赛亚说那么许多的话，当然不单是以赛亚，不过以赛亚是说的最多。
Now, of course, I feel that because of all these words from Isaiah, of course, not only Isaiah is the one who spoke, but the most was spoken by Isaiah.
神要扭转他的百姓对弥赛亚那个认识的不准确。
That God wanted to use these many words to adjust and turn around the inaccurate thought the people of Judah had on the image of the Messiah.
那好了，我们先回到五十章的那我们要接上来的那个部分了。
Now we'll continue on in chapter 50, which where we left off.
当神在这里借着以赛亚说出
Here, when God speaks about the condition of his servant through Isaiah,
这里就提到了一些非常严肃的事。
Here, it mentions many solemn matters.
那从第五十章的第四节开始,
starting from chapter 50, verse 4,
我们看一看,
let us see.
主耶和华赐我受教解的舌头, 使我知道怎样用言语扶助疲乏的人。
The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary.
主每早晨提醒我的耳朵,使我能听像受教者一样。
He waketh morning by morning, he waketh mine ear to hear as the learned.
那弟兄姊妹们,
Now brothers and sisters,
如果你是以色列人,
Now if you're an Israelite,
你是犹大人,
and you're people of Judah,
现在神说你们的等候的弥赛亚来了。
Now when the promised Messiah that you're waiting for has come,
那么你就看见有个人出来了。
You will see this person appear.
但是你看到这个人是怎么样的呢?
But take a look at how this person is.
你看到这个人好像没有什么志气的。
And you can see this person doesn't have any ambitions.
因为他自己没有主张。
Now because he himself have no idea what he wants to do.
他所有的那个发表 都是根据那一个先告诉他的人。
That is because all his thoughts come first from the one who tells him what he is to think. Now, he does not have his own thoughts what he wants to do. And he doesn't have any idea how to manifest what he wants to do or his plans and ideas. If man wants to look at him externally, this person doesn't have any great ambitions. But brothers and sisters,
在旧约的时候, 来为他的儿子做见证的其中的一个内容。
Yet, when we take note, this is one of the content, the detail, how the Father bears witness to His Son here in the Old Covenant.
那当然不是唯一的内容。
Of course, this is not the only time.
但是是一个非常重要的内容。
But it's a very important detail.
这个内容不单是说出神的儿子是怎样的。
Now, this detail not only tells us how the Son of God is,
并且也说出了所有在神面前, 如果乐意来跟随主的, 他也必须要有这样的一个属灵的学习。
But it also tells us not only for the Lord, but for all those who desire to come and follow after Him, they likewise might have learned his spiritual lesson.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意从第四节一直到第九节。
Now pay attention from verse 4 to verse 9.
那这完全是父在旧约的日子为他的儿子所做的见证。
This is the testimony of God the Father who bore witness about his Son in the Old Covenant.
我把他这一段话里边的那个内容分成四个点来注意。Now
I would break this a passage here into four points for us to take note of.
因为这四个点, 一面是说出神的儿子是如何来到人的中间。
In these four points, first it tells us how the Son of God comes into the midst of man.
但是同时也是说出历史历代以来所有拣选神跟随主的人
And at the same time, it also tells us throughout the ages, all those who follow after the Lord, what lessons they need to learn spiritually in the training of their character.
第四节到第五节这两节经文里边 你看到接连两次提到一个名词叫做受教者。
Therefore, in the verses we have read, verse 4 and 5, there is two times it mentions about this term, the learned, or the one who is being taught.
一个是受教者的舌头。
And one is the tongue of the learned.
一个是受教者的那个耳朵。
And the other is the ear of the learned.
弟兄姊妹们,难怪人觉得
Now, brothers and sisters, that is perhaps why the people looking at this person would say they are not ambitious. That is because all his actions and his speech is not of himself. It is another one who is appropriating him.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这是一个非常的大事。
This is a great thing.
如果我们读约翰福音的时候, 我们就读出这个事实在新约里头怎么给发表出来。
When we read the gospel according to John, then we see how this detail here is manifested in the new covenant.
那我们的主明明在那里说,
and our Lord himself clearly said,
如果我没有听见父说, 我就没有话说。
If I did not hear my father speak, then I have nothing to say.
如果我没有看见我的父要做什么, 我就没什么可做。
And if I did not see what my father wants to do, I have nothing to do.
我说的, 我做的, 都是根据我的父。
And all that I do and speak is according to my father.
那弟兄姊妹们, 我们的主在父, 约翰福音里面说这些话,
now, brothers and sisters, when the Lord said these words in the Gospel according to John,
这正是在以赛亚书里边神给他儿子做的见证的当中的头一个内容吗?
Is this not clearly the first content here of the testimony of God which God bore concerning His Son here in Isaiah?
什么叫做受教者?
What does it mean to be the learned?
受教者就是没有自己的。
The learned means I do not have my own way of thinking. All my foundation is according to the one who directs me.
说的, 做的,
All that I say, all that I do.
等候的，追求的。
All that I wait for and pursue.
都是根据那个差遣他的人。
It is all according to the one who sent me.
甚至是根据到一个地步。
I follow to a point.
那个差遣他的人说。
The one who sent me.
你不单是要说话。
Not only do you speak.
你不单是要做一些事情。
Not only do you have to do certain things.
还有一件事情。
Even one thing.
你要钉死在十字架。
That you will be crucified on the cross.
你要死在哪里。
And you shall die there.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
借用以斯帖的话。
If we use the words of Esther.
死就死吧。
If I die, I die.
哦，弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这个是受教者
，and this is the learned。
我们感谢我们的神
，we thank our God。
当神的儿子在那里显出来的时候
，when the Son of God is manifested，
你就想到了
，then you consider。
腓立比书上头说到的
，but it's spoken in Philippians，
他不以自己与神同等为强夺的
，that he did not seek equality with God as a matter to be grasped。
你在这里你看到
，and here you see，
为他儿子做的见证就点出来。
This is the testimony of the father toward his son and
highlighted。因为他到地上来，整段的日子，他都站在一个受教者的地位上。
Because while he came on earth, his position always stood as one who was learned。
他说的，他做的，完完全全。是把父的意思来发表。
All that he spoke or did was completely to manifest the Father.
甚至父的定义说，你在十字架上交出你的性命。
Even by the will of God the Father that you shall give of your life on the cross.
他都没推迟。
And he did not back out.
因为他知道。
Because he knows.
他是站在受教者的地位来等候差遣。
That is because he stood on the ground as one who was to learn to be sent.
我们实在需要主给我们看见我们的主他是怎样的来到地上。
And we must see how it is our Lord is when he was sent on earth.
我们常常会在主的面前有这样的祷告。
Many times we would have such a prayer before the Lord.
求主给我们有受教者的舌头有受教者的耳朵有受教者的心
that the Lord will give us a teachable ear teachable tongue and a teachable heart
但是做这样祷告的人究竟有多少真的是碰到那个受教者的那个实际
yet even for those who pray such a prayer how close do we have to come into one as our Lord here
我承认如果不是主的怜悯
I confess it is not by the mercy of the Lord
我们没有一个人甘心做受教者
that none of us would be willing to be one who is teachable
但是感谢我们的主
but we thank our Lord
我们虽然不甘心但是神慢慢慢慢慢慢的一步一步一步的带着我们靠近这个受教者
Even though we may not be willing, but step by step, gradually, God will lead us closer to this one who is to learn.
如果主给我们里边够明亮的话
If the Lord enlightens us from within,
我们真的是上神说主啊，让我能给你造成一个受教者。
And that we would say to God, Lord, may you make us truly to be one who is teachable.
这是头一件事情我们看到。
That is the first thing we see here.
那在这段话的里边，第二件事情我们要留意到。
Now in this passage, what is the second matter?
那是这一位成为神的仆人的神的儿子。
That is the Son of God who became the servant of God.
他是非常的坚定的、忠心的。行走在神给他的一切的安排里。
Now, very firmly, very faithfully, he walks in all the arrangement that God has planned for him.
弟兄姊妹，你留意第七节。
Brothers and sisters, take note of verse 7.
第七节说到什么呢
？What does verse 7 say?
你当然你留意第七节的时候，你就不能忽略第六节。
Of course, when you take note of verse 7, you must also see verse 6.
在第六节的里头，你看到一个事实。他在地上的日子是不断的是给人羞辱给人践踏的
You can see in verse 6 his experience on earth was that he was continually shamed and trod upon by men
虽然这里好像很抽象的提出了一些动作
，and here seemingly it's very abstract as it mentions some of these actions。
但弟兄姊妹在四福音的里边，你的确看见我们的主是承受人对他这样的羞辱。
But brothers and sisters, truly you can see this was the shame that others had scorned him with in the four gospels。
尤其是当我们的主给送到比拉多情府的手下以后
，especially when he was sent to the judgment hall of Pilate。
而以前我们看到他的百姓对他的拒绝。
Before that, we can see how his people rejected him.
对他的藐视。
How they despised him.
对他的抗拒。
And how they opposed him.
但是还不如到了。罗马兵丁的手下的时候
，But it was nothing compared to when he was in the hands of the Roman soldiers.
那个肉身所受的，比以前的就更重，
what he,
更不容易承担。
What he suffered physically was even more greater and more heavy than what he bore before.
我们的弟兄姊妹，你都会记得
，Brothers and sisters, you'll recall.
兵丁用着荆棘做一个冠冕给他套上。
That the soldiers made a crown of thorns and put it on him.
兵丁给他穿上紫袍。
And the soldiers put on the purple robe on him.
兵丁用那个鞭子来打他。
And the soldiers strike him.
吐唾沫在他的脸上。
And also spat on him.
在那里用言语来刺激他。
And also abused him verbally.
说恭喜犹太人的王。
And they said that we bow to the king of the Jews.
弟兄姊妹，当我们读四福音读到这个些地步的时候
，Now brothers and sisters, when we read those passages in the four gospels,
你会领会到我们的主所受的羞辱和践踏到一个什么的地步。
You can just imagine the shame and the scorn.The suffering of our Lord to such a degree.
但是这些还不是尽头。
Yet that is not the end.
那个尽头还是挂在木头上的时候。
Now the end was to be hung on the cross.
父掩面不看他的，这个我们不去碰他了。
Now we won't even mention about the point how the Father hid his face from him.
我们不得不承认。
We must admit.
这一个经历，我们没有一个人。能体会得上的。
That experience is none of us can even imagine or sympathize with.
但是我们能体会得上来的呢
？But what we can understand
是钉那钉子钉在肉身上的那个疼痛。
Is even the pain of how the nail pierced him.
我们能体会过来的呢
？And what we can come to understand
是十字架底下的那些人。所说的那些话。
Even the abuse the people beneath the cross welled on him.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
如果他不是一个受教者。
If he was not one who was the learned.
如果他是我们当中任何的一个人。
If he was any one of us.
当人在那里说。
When others would say.
你若是神的儿子。
If you're the son of God.
你就从上边跳下来吧。
That you would come down from the cross.
你若是神所差遣来的
，And if you're the one sent by God，
你怎么不叫以利亚来叫来救你呢
？Now why do you not send Elijah to come and save you？
弟兄姊妹，这些话进到主的耳朵里的时候
，Now brothers and sisters， when the Lord would hear such words，
如果他不是受教者
，If he's not one who is the learned，
他是我们当中任何的一个
，But any one of us，
你想那个反应会是怎样
？What do you imagine the response would be？
我常常想。
And often I think,
如果是我,
if it was me,
我有主这样的权柄和能力,
and I have the authority and the power which the Lord himself had,
我挂在那个木头上面,
and as I hung on the cross,
人在那里说这些话来气,
and others would say this to scorn me,
那我会怎么反应?
Now what would my response be?
我就从上边下来,
I would come down from the cross,
我就给你看看我是谁,
and I would just show you who I am.
但是感谢我们的主,
but we thank our Lord,
他是受教者,
he is the learned.
所以他在神安排给他的这一些事情上面，他非常非常的忠心，又非常非常的绝对的坚守。
Therefore, even in these things which God have planned for him, he was faithful to the end, and he was firm to the end.
他这样的遵守,
and how he was so absolute to the end.
那从第七节段里面你看到一些事情,
we can see this in verse 7.
我们在四福音里面可以看到那个印证,
and we can see the confirmation in the four Gospels.
很多读经的人都认定 这里所说的就是主在四福音里面最末后的日子他的经历。
Many scholars have confirmed what's spoken here in verse 7 is indeed the experience of our Lord in the last day.
那第七节怎么说呢?
What does it say in verse 7?
虽然许许多多的这个羞辱和那个浅谈临到,
now even though all the shame and the being trod upon come upon me,
主耶和华必帮助我,
for the Lord God will help me,
所以我不抱愧,
therefore shall I not be confounded.
我敬着脸面好像坚实,
therefore have I set my face like a flint.
我也知道我必不至蒙羞,
and I know that I shall not be ashamed.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
特别在这里说到, 他知道尽管外面有许许多多的,
especially here, it tells us even though he knows he will be trod upon and shamed, he knows one thing,
父在那里扶持我,
that the Father supports me,
父在那里坚, 帮助我,
that the Father will help me.
所以我一点不因着外面的遭遇而有一点感觉, 不服气啊, 感觉羞耻啊, 感觉好没面子,
therefore, there would be nothing externally that will cause me to feel confounded, ashamed, or being embarrassed, or losing face.
没有,
none.
我们的主没有在这些的事物等前面退下来,
that our Lord did not turn back from any of these things.
特别我们读四福音的时候,
especially when we read the four Gospels,
我们读到我们的主最后一次上耶路撒冷,
at the last time when our Lord went to Jerusalem,
那分散在几个不同, 的福音书里,
we can see these in the four Gospels,
但是都是说到主上耶路撒冷去,
it speaks of the fact that he went to Jerusalem.
一个地方说到那个人不, 他经过那个撒玛利亚的村庄，人不欢迎他。
And one incident tells us he passed by the Samaritan village and they did not welcome him.
那就是约翰跟雅各说，神，主啊，要不要我们吩咐神从天上降下火来把他们烧掉？
And that is the recording where John and James says, shall we ask the ask God to send fire from heaven to destroy them?
但是我们的主没有因着这样的环境,
But our Lord did not cease going to Jerusalem because of that.
然后在其他的福音书里边，也这里起码有三处到四处记载，那用这个话来记载。
And even in three or four other recordings in the Gospels, it uses these recordings to tell us
往耶路撒冷去,
that Jesus went to Jerusalem.
甚至在拉萨路复活的那段时间,
and even in the passage recording about the resurrection of Lazarus, that he went toward Jerusalem,
门徒甚至又说, 哎呀，这个时间还去耶路撒冷,
and even the disciples questioned him, why do you go to Jerusalem at such a time?
去送死吧,
that you would be going and to be killed.
那他上去的时候,
and when he went,
有法利赛人来对他说,
the Pharisees came to him,
你还是不要在耶路撒冷,
oh, do not remain in Jerusalem,
因为希腊要杀你,
because Herod is seeking for your life.
但是感谢我们的,
but we thank our Lord.
四面八方来的, 用今天的话来说, 情报吧,
that you can say that there are these reports to him from all these places telling him not to go.
这次他上耶路撒冷去是凶多吉少,
that if he was to go, he would encounter danger.
但是我们的主自己非常的知道,
but our Lord himself knew.
他这一次上耶路撒冷, 他有一个付给他的任务,
that this trip he was to make to Jerusalem was because of this mission from the Father.
不是去说话,
not to speak,
不是去做事,
not to do anything,
不是去到那边去洁净圣殿,
and it's not to cleanse the temple.
这些都
In comparison, those are all very minor. And even though our Lord did go to Jerusalem and he spoke much, and he did many things, but that is not the purpose. What was the purpose? That was to accept the cross. Our Lord was very clear within. And he spoke much already to the disciples. I cannot be sure how many times the Lord said to his disciples. But was recorded in the Gospels. At the very least, we can see four times that the Lord told his disciples very clearly that he shall go to Jerusalem to be mistreated by the Pharisees and the scribes and to die on the cross. Our Lord clearly know what is the purpose of his trip to Jerusalem this time. But we thank our God that here he bore this testimony for his son, that he went toward Jerusalem, that his face was like a flint. We thank our God.
诗人这里说面如坚石,
even though here it says, I set my face like a flint, did not clearly say he's going to Jerusalem. But we can clearly see from the recordings in the four Gospels, this last trip he made to Jerusalem was as described here, that his face was like a flint. Regardless of how much pressure, how much he was to bear ahead of him, he knows that he is to go to Jerusalem, that he will suffer of the Pharisees and scribes, and at the end to be crucified on the cross. And we thank our Lord. Indeed, he is one who is to learn. And he was determined, faithful to the end of all that the Father has planned for him. And we will continue. Not only did he go to Jerusalem with his face like a flint, in verse 8,
你看到好像是有人在那里, 他是开放他自己, 要和人来, 让人来跟他辩论。
In verse 8, it seems like he is opening up himself to be content with.
但是感谢神,
but we thank God.
我们读下来的时候,
when we read on,
你很清楚看到,
you can see very clearly the Lord has this assurance within him. And that assurance is that he is standing on the side of God the Father. That he holds fast all that the Father has willed.
那所以我们看到那里边的话,
so in that verse it reads,
什么话呢?
How does it read?
他说, 称我为义的,
he is near that justifieth me.
谁称他为义呢?
Who justifies him?
弟兄姊妹们能给人称义的只有父。
Brothers and sisters, only the Father can justify.
父在与他相近,
and the Father draws near him.
他与父是站在同一个,
that he stands in the same position as the Father.
然后你又看到,
and then you will see,
第九节,
verse 9,
耶和华要帮助我, 谁能定我有罪呢?
Behold, the Lord God will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me?
我们感谢我们的神,
we thank our God.
他在这里为着他儿子所做的见证,
here the Father gives this testimony of his son.
指出了他的儿子, 虽然受许许多多不公平的对待,
God speaks of the fact, even though his son will be mistreated unjustly,
但是这一位称为神的仆人的神的儿子, 他是活在, 真理的里头,
Yet this Son of God, who is called the servant of God, abides in truth.
他是活在父神的心意的里头。
And he abides in the pleasure of the heart of God.
我们感谢我们的神。
And we thank our God.
那不单是这样,
not only that,
还有,
and
感谢我们的神,
we thank our God.
他为他儿子做见证的时候,
as he testified for his son,
他一面是说出他儿子在地的那一个遭遇。
On the one hand, he tells us of his of the experience of his son on earth.
但是另一面, 他又在那里指出他的儿子的前途。
Yet, on the other hand, he also points out for us the future of his son.
怎么说呢?
What does it say?
第九节你看, 刚才我们先引用了上边的那一节。
In verse 9, we first used the previous verse.
上边的那一半。
We first used the first half.
现在我们把整个的第九节, 来留意。
Now we'll take note of the entire verse.
主耶和华要帮助我, 谁能定我有罪呢? 他们都像衣服见, 渐渐旧了,
Behold, the Lord God will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me? Lo, they shall wax old as a garment. The moth shall eat them up.
弟兄姊妹看到一个什么结局在那里?
Brothers and sisters, what is this result?
前面是人在那里对付这一位神的儿子。
Previously, it was man who was dealing against the Son of God.
那在人眼见的里边, 神的儿子好像毫无 反抗的力量。
Now visibly, it seems like the Son of God has no power to fight against this.
因为在人的眼见里边，这一个人说是神的儿子，说是弥赛亚，如今却是钉在十字架上。
Because in the sight of man, it seems this is he who called himself the Son of God, the Messiah, yet he is hung on the cross.
在人的眼见的里边，他受尽了许许多多的难堪。
In the sight of man, he suffered to the utmost.
但是感谢神,
but we thank God.
他能说,
he is able to say,
耶和华帮助我,
the Lord God will help me.
谁能定我有罪?
Who is he that shall condemn me?
没有人能定我们的主有罪。
And no one can condemn our Lord.
当然在这里没有说到整个的故事。
Of course, here it does not tell us the whole story.
如果我们知道整个的故事,
if we know the whole story,
我们就知道这个话是非常准确。
Then we know these words are accurate.
因为主给钉死了,
because our Lord was crucified,
也埋在坟墓里了,
and also buried in the tomb.
但是三天, 他就活了,
yet he lived after 3 days.
这一个活过来,
and when he was quickened in this
way, 就说出了谁能定他有罪,
tells us of the fact who is able to condemn him.
他一活过来,
and when he was made alive,
就显明了他所具备的那一个权柄和能力是超越过地上
expresses to us the fact of the power and authority which he holds surpasses all the power and authority that this world holds.
连阴间的权势都超越了。
That even goes beyond the power of Hades.
那说到主这一方面,
and when we speak of the Lord,
就说到那些定他有罪的人,
we see those who condemned him,
他们好像胜利了。
It seems like they gained the victory.
他们好像是 满足了他们的心愿了,
it seems as if they now have their wishes fulfilled.
满足解除了,
that they have got rid of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们,
but brothers and sisters,
你留意四福音里边说,
take note of the four gospels.
他们真的得胜了,
they truly gave the victory. Because they want to crucify the Lord. And in fact, the Lord was crucified on the cross.
但是四福音书上边的记载, 有一句话真是有意思,
but there's these words in the four gospels that are very meaningful.
比拉多在那里说,
and Pilate said there,
我把巴拉巴带出来, 你们看看, 我是释放巴拉巴好呢, 还是释放这一个称为耶稣的人好呢?
So Pilate, let the people choose, who do you want me to set free? I've set free Barabbas or this person who calls himself Jesus.
当时那个人对主恨的一个什么的地步呢? 好像我们的主比那个杀人的江洋大盗的还不如。
And at that time, the people hated the Lord so much, it seems like he was despised more than this thief and this murderer.
他们说,我们要巴拉巴,
and they asked for Barabbas to be set free and not the Lord.
那比拉多就问,
and so the Pilate then asked the people, how do you want me to deal with this person whom you call as your king?
他们就说,
and they say, he is not our king.
比拉多就再问了,
So Pilate asked again, so what do you want me to do with him? Brothers and sisters, then you know they said very clearly,
除掉他, 除掉他,
get rid of him, kill him.
圣经里边就记载了这样一句话,
then the scriptures record these words,
这样他们的声音就得了声,
then it says that they gained their voice, overcame, and they received what they asked. And indeed, they got what they asked. But it is only by their voice. And after the voice has passed, then it has ended and gone away. It seems like visibly our Lord failed. And he was crucified on the cross. And it was not the Lord who had the victory, but the people. But here, when the Father bore witness of his Son, he says, those who deal against his Son, lo, they shall wax old as a garment. The moth shall eat them up.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
很明显, 第九节你看到的,
very clearly you can see in verse 9,
耶和华帮助我, 谁能定我有罪?
Behold, the Lord God will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me?
他是站在父的一边,
because the Lord stands on the side of the Father.
他从死里复活的时候, 就显明他是到永远的,
and when he was risen from the dead, it manifests the fact that he is eternal.
相对来说呢,
now, conversely,
那些好像得胜的人,
those who seemingly got the victory,
他们都像衣服渐渐地旧了,
they shall wax old as a garment.
旧了是怎么样?
And what would happen?
再过一些日子就给丢弃了,
yeah, after certain days, the old garment would be thrown away.
丢弃还不是最后的结果,
and that is not the end of the garment.
他这里就说了, 你丢弃了, 那个结果是给蛀虫所咬,
then the result after being thrown away is the moth shall eat them up.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你很容易就想到,
very easily you consider,
那里火是不灭的,
that fire would not be quenched and the worms do not die.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们看到,
brothers and sisters,
谁为他儿子做见证?
This is the testimony of God toward his Son.
他的儿子, 他是, 就是他的仆人,
his Son is also his servant.
这一位仆人, 他是直到永远的,
and his servant is eternal.
他是永存的,
and he's everlasting.
所以我们以前不久读以赛亚书的时候, 我们不是提到吗?
Previously, when we shared on Isaiah, we mentioned,
在启示录里头, 我们的主在那里,
in Revelation, when the Lord introduces himself,
我是始, 我是终,
I am the first and the last.
我是阿拉法, 我是Omega,
I am the Alpha and the Omega.
我们提到那一件事情,
when we mentioned about that,
我们那时不是特别提了吗?
Did we not specially mention?
这一个事实最先出现在哪里?
This fact, where did it first appear?
以赛亚书,
it first appeared in the book of Isaiah. We thank our God.
现在当神为他儿子来见证将来他儿子在地上整个的遭遇的时候,
now, here, when God testified what his Son will experience on earth,
那个终局是什么呢?
What is that end?
那个终局就是显明这一位神的仆人是永存的。
The end is to manifest this servant of God abides forever. We thank our Lord.
那当我们的神为他儿子做了这样的一个 见证的宣告。
Now, after God made such a testimony concerning his son,
第十节开始
starting from verse 10,
到末了
till the end,
我不知道这一段话究竟是以赛亚的反应还是神借着以赛亚来说这段话。
I don't know if this portion would be the response of Isaiah or that God speaks these words through Isaiah.
但是不管是以赛亚的反应，或者是父借着以赛亚在说的话。
Regardless whether it be Isaiah's response or the Father speaking through Isaiah,
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这是给我们指出了在神面前的两条路。
Now, this really speaks for us. There are two paths before God.
当然是在这个时候说出这一件事情。
Of course, at this particular time, this is spoken.
当时以赛亚说话的那个背景非常有密切的关系。
It is also closely related to the background of the time when Isaiah spoke.
我们刚才也特别在重复又重复的提了。
We have already mentioned and repeatedly mentioned.
从四十章以后，神说我要安慰他的百姓。
Starting from chapter 40, God says he's to comfort his people.
神一直很清楚在那里说，你们要安慰安慰我的百姓。
Repeatedly, God clearly says, comfort ye, comfort ye my people.
但是他的百姓当中有部分是听得进的，但是相当大的部分是有困惑的。
Yet amongst the people of God, there is a small portion that would hear these words, but the majority would not hear them.
神说要安慰我们。
God says he wants to comfort us.
但是他允许我们被掳。
Yet he would allow for us to be in captivity.
这是在巴比伦被掳那一段时间的事情。
And this is during the time of the captivity in Babylon.
但是他们回国以后呢？
But after they returned to their nation,
犹大的那个光景并没有复原到最起初的大卫立国的时候的光景。
The condition of Judah was not restored back to the original when David established the kingdom.
以后又经过罗马的统治，又甚至是到耶路撒，后来的整个的犹大都分散掉了。
Later, even they have to go through the government of the Roman Empire, and also after that, then they were destroyed.
那这些神的百姓，他看到这些事情的时候，他们心里面总是有个疑惑，神说安慰我们，怎么我们还碰到这许多的问题。
Now when the people of God will encounter such situations, they will have this doubt in their heart. Since God says he will comfort us, why would this still befall us?
当然神也在四十章以后到我们读到现在这个部分，神已经一再给他们说到他是神要他们经过一些什么什么的事情形，然后他们就真实的毫无保留的接受那个神的安慰。
Of course, starting from chapter 40, even to this particular chapter, God has already spoken much words to let them know what they will experience and how it is that they will be turned to receive that true comfort from the Lord.
弟兄姊妹还记得我们读四十章的时候特别提到神说，你们所以能接受安慰，因为你们已经是从耶和华的手中加倍受罚。
Now, brothers and sisters, you still remember in chapter 40 when we shared this that they are truly able to receive comfort from the Lord because they have received double for their sins.
弟兄姊妹，加倍受罚这件事情好像对神的公义来说是有点好像说不过来的。
Now, brothers and sisters, with this term that they receive double for their sins, it seems like it cannot get by with the righteousness of God.
但神是这样说。
But that's what God said.
那为什么神会这样说？
Now, why did God put it that way?
因为神的百姓在经历了神的挽回和拯救以后还是不回头。
That is because after the people experienced the redemption and atonement of God, yet they would not return.
神的挽救和鞭打还继续下去。
Therefore, the scourging and discipline of God would need to continue.
如果你从整个神管教鞭打的历史来看的时候，哎呦，由以色列人，特别是犹太人，他们所受的情神，神给他们的惩治实在是
Now, indeed, when you look at the historical account of the discipline of Israel, especially the Jews, you can see, indeed, their discipline was extremely, extremely heavy. Now, in the view of man, of course, it's not only double, but then again, double and even more upon their transgressions that they have been punished. But we have already made mention that it is the time when they are to receive their true comfort is at the end of the great tribulation that the Lord will manifest himself and appear with the saints.
是神说了许多的话, 就是一直要让他的百姓里面又看清楚, 这个整个受安慰的过程是怎么的?
That is, God spoke so many words in order for his people to see very clearly how this true comfort is to be revealed. Now when we come to understand this, then when you see such a testimony which God bore concerning his son in the old covenant, yet the doubt of man within man's heart will not just cease.
到第十节到十一节
Therefore, verses 10 and 11
我不敢肯定是以赛亚的反应还是神借着以赛亚来说的话
Now, I cannot be sure this is the response of Isaiah or the words through Isaiah from God
这个并不重要
But that is not important
重要的是这些话的所带出来的那些内容
But the importance lies with the content of these words
弟兄姊妹们，你读下去呢，很清楚的看到。
No, sisters, when you read on, you see very clearly.
神给他的百姓指明两条路。God
points out two paths for His people.
这两条路
，these two paths，
在原则上也就是伊甸园的那两条路的原则。In
principle, it is the same principle that was pointed out in the paths of Eden.
我们看看神怎么，那是怎么对他们说。Let
us see what God said to them.
他说：“你们中间谁是敬畏？” 耶和华听从他仆人之话的
Who is among you that feareth the Lord that obeyeth the voice of his servant?
说弟兄姊妹你显然看到了这上边神为他儿子所做的那个断见证的话就引出这一个结论来了
Therefore, brothers and sisters, you clearly see that the passage which God bore testimony concerning his son confirms leads to verse 10 here.
神要说的说了
God has already spoken what he wants to say.
你们的反应了
But now it's time for you to respond.
你们谁是敬畏耶和华, 听从他仆人的话呢?
Who is among you that feareth the Lord that obeyeth his voice of his servant?
弟兄姊妹们, 你要留意,
Brothers and sisters, take note.
谁说这个听从他仆人的话,
when God says obeyeth the voice of his servant,
对我们来说, 我们也许没有那么敏感,
for us, perhaps we're not that sensitive.
但对以色列人来说, 他们应该很敏感,
but for the Israelites, they should be very sensitive to these words.
因为这个话就引到生命记18章, 我刚才也特别提到的那件事了。
Because these lead strictly to Deuteronomy chapter 18 and the words I mentioned previously.
在新约里面起码有四次从使徒行传到希伯来书。 跟希伯来书起码四次提到这个事情
From Acts to Hebrews, at least four times it is mentioned about this matter.
就是说到摩西说，将来神要在你们中间兴起一个弟兄像我。
That is what I mentioned previously about Moses telling them that God will raise a brother amongst them.
谁不听他的话就当从民中间,
that they must obey his voice, otherwise they will be cut off from the people.
现在这个话来到以色列人当中了, 在以赛亚的那个日子。
Now these words come amongst the Israelites in the days of Isaiah.
你们中间谁是敬畏耶和华听从他仆人的话的呢?
Now who is among you that feareth the Lord that will obey the voice of his servant?
如果你真懂得, 这一个就是神所差来的那一位弟兄。
Now, if you realize, then this is the servant whom God has raised, one amongst the brethren,
你听从他的话,
that you obey him.
虽然,
even
你行在暗中,
that you walk in darkness,
没有光,
and have no light.
但是感谢神,
but thank God,
你就依靠耶和华的名仗赖自己的神吧。
Let him trust in the name of the Lord.
因为你看见,
because you see,
做这个神的仆人。
This servant of God,
他整个的经历是怎么呢?
You see all his experience.
我们用另外一句话来说,
In other words,
不是从卑微到升高吗?
That he was exalted from being lowly.
不是从被藐视到得尊贵吗?
That he was despised yet magnified.
不是从给人好像消灭了但结果却进到永远嘛。
It seems like he was destroyed, but abideth forever.
我们感谢我们的主。
Well, we thank our Lord.
那神就指着他的仆人来对他的百姓说了。
Now God points at his servant and speaks to his people.
你们谁是敬畏耶和华
？Who fears the Lord?
听从他仆人的话。
Obeys the voice of his servant.
虽然你现在行在暗中
，though you walk in darkness，
虽然现在你没有亮光
，and now have no light，
但是有一件事情你能做。
But one thing you can do，
依靠耶和华。
Trust in the Lord，
信靠他。
Stay upon his God，
因为他是你的神。
Because he is your God，
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
当依靠耶和华的名仗赖。自己的神
Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God.
因为这一位称为耶和华的是你自己的神
Because this one who is called the Lord is your God.
既然是你自己的神
And since he is your God,
你就好好的去享用你自己的神
That you should enjoy your God.
翻过来
On the contrary,
凡是你们点火把来围绕自己的
Behold, all ye that kindle a fire that compass yourselves about with sparks.
很清楚是翻过来说的。
Now this is the opposite.
你们不相信神的话。
If you do not believe God,
你们不相信神的仆人。
You do not believe in the servant of God.
你们自以为有聪明。
And you think you're wise.
你们自以为有办法。
And you have your own way.
没有亮光。
And you have no light.
我们就点起火把来就有了嘛。
Well, if we kindle a fire, we'll have light.
我们就用自己的方法来解决我们的难处就可以了嘛。
We'll use our own way to take care of our own difficulty.
我们点起火把，不光是在那里照亮。
If we light the fire, then not only will we have light,
还用着那个火把把我们都围绕起来。
But we can surround ourselves with the fire.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters,
按人来看。
According to man,
这个路可以走。
We can go that way.
这个路有把握。
And we have assurance with that.
因为掌握在我们自己手上。
Because it's all in our own hands.
但是弟兄姊妹们，你看到神当时就是那么轻轻地说了一些话。
But brothers and sisters, you can see what God says here, even though very lightly.
这一些话把人的聪明、人的办法、人的力量、人自以为有把握的事情整个的推翻了。
With these words, God overturns what man thinks is his wisdom, his way, his own method, and his wisdom.
神说什么呢?
What did God say?
这是我手所定的。
This shall ye have of mine hand.
你们必躺在悲惨之中。
That ye shall lie down in sorrow.
你点起的火把不能救你。
The fire which you kindle cannot save you.
围绕着你的火把也没有解决你的问题。
The sparks that surround you cannot take care of your difficulty.
在神追讨的日子。
In the day of God's chastening.
你们只有一个结局。
You would only have one end.
那就是躺在悲惨之中。
That is, you shall lie down in sorrow.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我不敢说这个第十节跟第十一节是以赛亚的反应。还是神借着以赛亚说出的话。
I cannot say if this would be Isaiah's response or the word of God through Isaiah.
但是这个认定并不重要。
But whether we know or not, it's not important.
重要的是里头的信息。
But the importance is because of the message.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因为从五十章开始。
Because starting with chapter 50,
我们看到有一件事情出现。
We see one thing appear.
那就是当神的话说完。
That is after the word of God is spoken.
以赛亚有反应
Isaiah has a response
但是从51章开始的时候 以后我们就看到比较明确一点。
Starting from chapter 50, we see that more evidently.
但是五十章这里我不敢肯定。
Starting 51, we see more evidently. Here in 50, I'm not sure.
不管那是以赛亚的反应也好。
But regardless whether it is Isaiah's response,
是神借着以赛亚自己说的话了也好。
Or whether it be the word of God directly spoken through Isaiah.
那很严肃地告诉称为神名下的人。
But it clearly tells us those who are under the name of God,
他们一生的路程要怎么来行走？
How they ought to walk their path all the days of their life.
根据什么来行走呢？
According to what shall they walk?
一个是越过眼见来依靠神。
One goes beyond what is visible to trust in God.
这是生命树的路。
And that is the way of the tree of life.
一个是依靠自己的聪明。
And the other is relying on our own wisdom, our own way.
来拯救自己。
To deliver ourselves.
但是那个结局就是悲惨。
But the end lies in sorrow.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
在没有停下来以前。
Now before we end.
因为我为什么特别提到第十、第十一章节，我不敢肯定，是以赛亚的反应，还是神自己借着以赛亚说话。
Now why is it that I could not be sure verses 10 and 11 would be Isaiah's response or the word of God through Isaiah?
因为我们继续再往下看的时候，
Because as we continue to read on,
我们看到一件事情，
we see one thing.
以赛亚多次在那里有反应，
that many a times Isaiah would have a response.
圣灵都把它记录上，
and the Spirit records this.
那反映出一件事情，
so what does this tell us?
神十分需要在地上寻找到有人对神的心意有反应。
That is, that God continues to seek for those on earth who would respond to his heart's desire.
因此在地上响应神的心思。
Therefore, that on earth that we resound with the heart's desire of God.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这是我们常常都提到。
We mention this repeatedly.
那就是马太福音十八章上头所说的。
That is what is recorded in Matthew chapter 18.
天上要捆绑，他要在地上先找到与天上同心的人。
What is bound in heaven that God is seeking for those who are in one accord with him on earth to bind it.
神在天上要释放，他也先在地上找到与神同心的人。
What God wants to lose on earth, he first needs to seek those who are in agreement with him on earth.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们今天晚上一面是看到受教者。
On the one hand, we see tonight of the learned.
另一面我们也稍微的碰到响应者。
And on the other hand, we come to contact with one who knows how to respond.
我们巴不得神把我们都带到一个这样的光景。
And may we all desire that God will bring us to this condition.
我们也甘心乐意做一个受教者。
That we likewise would be willing to be one who is taught.
我们同时也向神做一个响应者。
That we would also be one who will respond to God.
我想我们今天晚上就交通这么一点点。
And I think we'll share this little bit tonight.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
愿主把他心里要借着人说说不出来的话，他直接说到神儿女们的里边。
May the Lord speak personally inside his children, what man is unable to express.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.